Okay, we're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting together, or to order.
Together?
Together, everybody's together.
Yeah.
Bob, you want to explain the, or you want to establish a quorum? I'm going to get this right in a minute.
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudell is here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. He called to let us know. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the July 18th, 2016 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon one Division III permit application. The Planning Commission will also hear six new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, August 8th, 2016 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody read the minutes for June? Anybody want to change anything?
Make a motion to approve as written.
Somebody second? Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes have been accepted. Okay, tonight we're doing a final vote on the Haley Knightley rental.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this, if the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 2016-12, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Fifth, in the event that an on-site wastewater treatment system on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 12 people. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eighth, the Haney nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. This was the part I was going to talk to the commission about. I didn't know. It was my understanding that this property is being sold, and I wasn't aware of that at the time that the application was first accepted. We've had a couple of other instances where we've actually issued the special use permit to the buyer, to the representative, but I didn't know if the commission was open to that in this instance or not. That's the way I've got it written at this point. I just say that the special use permit is being issued to Beth Hammond, the representative and buyer of the property in question. The permit is specific to this representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. and 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. But I didn't know what the group's feeling was on that.
Well, last week we talked about running it through, and then she would have to come and and come back through.
Okay.
Yeah, because my understanding was that you all wanted it. It wasn't a done deal, and you wanted it in your name last week was how I understood it. So everything went through, and in case something fell through, I thought was my understanding.
Well, no. I mean, I was open to doing it, but Scott didn't know, because Bob wasn't here last week, and Scott was under the impression that it couldn't be done that way. But then Bob, in talking to Bob, he found that there had been two different cases where it had been done without the sale being completed. Scott didn't think that we could actually get a permission in somebody besides the owner's name.
So I guess my question is, you all want it in her name now?
I think that's what we need to know, if that's agreeable with you. She is present on this thing, so we do like to have.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
As long as you all are in agreement, that's how you want it. I mean, the property's not changing.
If the sale falls through, so does that, this wouldn't even take effect, and then I'd have to go back and get your permission to get it.
I mean, I personally don't see a problem with it unless the commission.
No, we originated in the buyer's name. That's not a problem. But we can't put it in Dale's name with the ability to transfer it.
No. It's non-transferable. Yeah. It's written plainly.
I make a motion to go ahead and agree to the nightly rental as requested, and with in the Beth Hammond's name.
I second.
Okay, everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Dale?
That's the best way to do it.
Hyden, nightly rentals, 3 requests.
And on this one, the approach I took, of course, the public hearing will be next month, and so this will have to be 3 separate hearings, 3 separate public hearings, as 3 separate parcels, but I just thought it might be beneficial to show the location of all 3 together. And then I've also done 3 separate PowerPoints, just depending on how the commission wants to approach this.
Well, this is just a preliminary anyway.
Yeah, that was my thought. Basically, one's at 260, one's at 319 Lemonwood, and one's at 535 Lakewood Drive. And we'll zoom in. We've got all 3 indicated. 2 are indicated in yellow, and one's in kind of a blue color here. Of Graham Clark. And I'll let basically the applicant explain what's proposed here, but I thought it might be helpful to show all 3 locations and show where they are in proximity to one another.
Where's that at from the resort? Or whatever that is by the water tower. Ain't that around by the water tower?
That's Paradise Point.
Yeah.
And so it's really these 3 properties.
So that all runs around Lakewood and Oakwood, actually runs back into Big Cedar, right?
So we actually have 3 applications in 3 different neighborhoods.
Pretty much they're all in the same proximity, but
in the same proximity, but they are in different neighborhoods.
Correct.
The 2 of them on Lemonwood are in one
Are you,
are you the one that's...
Are you Terry? Who's Terry?
I'm Terry.
Come on up, Terry.
The two that's at Lemonwood, I believe it's called Morris Oasis. And then the one that's at 535 is going to be Oakmont Community area.
Now you're the owner of all three properties?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are we asking for this on as a special use permit or...
Well, I had some signs in my yard, so they asked me to, so I went through the process. So basically I have all three houses. The one that's at 535 Lakewood is pretty much vacant 90% of the time. The one that's at 260 Lakewood is pretty much vacant all the time, so they just sit there for the most part. The one that's at, 260 Lakewood is going to be, that's right, so 319 Lakewood would be my house that I stay at a lot of times, a secondary home. So that's that property there. So sparingly, you know, there's times that I want to have, if I want to be able to get a permit to be able to have people come in with us, my friends or anything like that, or United Rentals, you know, or whatever, you know.
All three locations have been rented constantly since 618.
Mike, let's see your turn to speak, sir.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to them. It is your turn to speak.
Okay. Well, first of all, up till just the last, I don't know, probably about five or six weeks, these houses I have is I have people that come in from time to time that are employees of mine, or we give things away because I actually own U.S. Automotive. I've got four locations in Springfield. So we have giveaways that we give from time to time. And then I have employees that work for me, let them stay. Then I've got friends, and I'm also in a membership of a 90 group that's about my size across the United States. So us 90 shops get together four times a year. Well, just like here about a month ago, I had one of my friends come out of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Well, he come down and stayed two weekends in a week. Well, you know, they're my houses. If I want someone to come in there and stay in them, friends, whatever, there shouldn't be an issue.
Sir, this is a preliminary hearing. This will all come out at our next meeting, and there's no need to get in a whole bunch of arguments right now, because it's obvious there'll probably be opposition to this, and they will have a viewpoint, and you will have a viewpoint, and we'll listen to both sides.
Okay, I'll listen to you. You ask the questions, and I'll answer them.
What I'm hearing is I haven't heard you rent them out yet. What you're saying is you've got your company, friends, employees, and the people aren't paying you to stay there. Is that correct?
Up to about the last 6 weeks, I've probably had maybe eight to ten people that has, yeah.
Okay.
But up to that point, I haven't. So somehow in the area, it's they seem to think that I've been renting them out all this time, you know, that's not come true. So anyway, go ahead. What's your next question?
I don't see on the application, Bob, whether this is or is not a special use permit application.
My thought is that all three would be.
Okay, just as long as we've got it designated before the next meeting.
Can we zoom into each property individually and kind of give an idea of what how many people were?
I missed it.
Proposing you at each location.
Did I miss
that?
Each individual location.
I don't remember, to be honest.
And how many we're looking at?
We're looking at three. Yeah.
I realize that, but how many people?
Next door, his neighbors.
Estimated on each.
This one's 260 Lemonwood. I couldn't remember. How many bedrooms
is this
one?
Four bedrooms. 260 Lemonwood's four bedrooms.
And around you, are those full-time residents, or do you know?
Yeah, I think for the most part, yes.